This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me about multi-generational business development. Tell me about a little bit more about how you've seen some success stories with families or with solo entrepreneurs who are doing this.
One of the things, when I got this started, I said, you know what? What we're going to do is I'm going to take all the things that I loved about the military and the corporate world, and we're going to keep those things. But everything that I hated about them, we're going to get rid of. And one of the things that I disliked was the fact that my family was never really welcome. And so I'd go do my work thing, and they'd do their thing at home. And then at some point in time, once I was done with work, we could spend a little bit of time together. And I wanted to do something that my family could grow and work on together and teach my kids entrepreneurship and leadership and communication skills and all those types of things along the way, just in conjunction with us running our business. And we've encouraged that with all of our franchises as well. And so we've got several families now that mom and dad got started as their kids were, their teen years. Their kids got old enough to, 18 or a little bit older to get started in business themselves and now have their own franchise, many cases in other parts of the country. And they're following mom and dad's footsteps because of what they learned when they were, helping mom and dad out to begin with. So it's really pretty cool to see that and to be a part of that. And that's what I really get a kick out of most today, is just seeing the light bulb come on with these families, seeing their kids get involved and to thrive in an environment where they're all working together towards a common goal. And I used to teach people how to fly, and that's kind of where I got my kick. Today, I teach people entrepreneurship, and I get it from there.
So who's a good fit for this type of business?
Anybody who wants more than what they've got right now. That's the biggest thing. I mean, we've got folks from all walks of life, all ages and backgrounds that are franchisees on our team today. They have to be willing to go out and learn some new things. They have to be willing to learn how to talk to people and share what we're doing. And they, of course, have to either themselves or their spouse or a combination of the two have to have, like I said earlier, a few days a month that they can spend in and out of schools, whether it be vacation time or whether it be, finding other ways to potentially work in and out of them. But if they can do that and have, some income to get a franchise started, then there's potential for them to be wildly successful in what we do.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.